your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And welcome to hour number two. Happy Saturday afternoon to those of you on the East Coast. And for the rest of us, a good Saturday morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Back with your garden buddies here, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. It is Garden America at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com. You can also send questions and comments, and we will read them over the air. Ed Livo is locked and loaded. He is our guest of this hour. But, John, I think you have an email or two you want to get to? And I also sent you an email from one of our listeners, too, during the break. Not to read, but just on a personal note, when you see that.
Oh, I didn't get that.
No, from Maryland, about HBO. And
I did not get it.
Okay, well, maybe it's in cyberspace someplace. I'll resend
here it.
There
it comes.
There it is, see? Just took a little while.
Coming across.
Poof.
All did right. You send it via the Pony Express email service?
Yeah.
Took a little while.
Very quick. Fast horse.
We have an email from Kathy in Eureka, and she wants to know where we would recommend ordering sweet potato plants, or slips, as they're called. And it's very difficult to find sweet potato slips in California because of agricultural restrictions. I would say 95% of the companies in the U.S. cannot ship into California.
What is it about the sweet potato that makes it?
I think it's to protect the sweet potato industry in California, that there's certain diseases that can come in that, you know, California has its own EPA because the federal EPA is not good enough.
Yeah.
So, but to be honest, I'm not really sure of the reasons. We could easily find out, but that doesn't make any difference to Kathy. She just wants to know where to get them. And Kathy, I did just see a note that Baker Creek was taking orders on sweet potato slips. And I think they have three or four varieties. So you do need to order those right away. And I would check with Baker Creek. And I just went online myself to see if they ship to California. And I could not see anything that said, do not ship to California. But what happens when you put in orders sometimes, you go to check out, and then it goes, sorry, cannot ship to California.
Right.
But I think that you may be able to get them from Baker Creek, and another place to check would be Johnny's Selected Seed, because I know they also sell sweet potato slips. But all these places that sell them, you need to get your orders in now.
Could you, like some of the other potatoes, just do the ones from the grocery store?
You could.
Yeah?
You could, as long... The problem with planting potatoes from a grocery store is they've all been treated so they don't sprout.
Right.
So you have to buy the potatoes and then just let them sit there forever until they finally start to sprout.
That product wears off, right? And then it'll eventually... And sometimes they rot in that time frame, so it's no good then.
Right.
But
and when you buy potato starts, usually get them certified disease-free, and that's usually the best thing to do. So, Kathy, hope that that answers your question, and let us know if you have any luck doing that, because then we'll pass on the information.
What else do you have? Anything else, John?
I do, but I hate to keep Ed waiting.
Yeah, you know what, that's
he
true.
Has because, so much to say.
And I'm excited to hear
that's
about
That's a good
myself.
Point, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll cover some of these emails when we're done with Ed.
Well, that was ado. So, without any further ado, let's bring Ed on. Ed Leibel. Hey, welcome to the show, Ed. What's happening?
Hey, ado to you. How are you all?
You do.
Absolutely wonderful, Ed. It's great to have you. And I think we all know what you're going to be talking about today.
You know, Ed, Tiger is our in-house millennial here, and he was just saying he can't wait to find out about himself. And I told our listeners the first hour that you've noticed something really exciting because you, I guess we should let our listeners who haven't heard you before know that you are from Four Winds Nursery, and they are experts in fruit tree growing, especially citrus. But you've noticed something that's occurring in the marketplace between millennials and a certain type of citrus, and for some reason they're showing extraordinary interest in this group.
Oh, man, this is the era of the Mandarin, and it's driven by the millennials, man. They were raised on cuties and halos and everything Mandarin, and, you know, they're coming into their own now, buying their houses and, you know, having their first opportunities to plant what they want, and you know what they want? Mandarins. Mandarins, they're huge.
Now,
and there's so many of them to love. I mean, for crying out loud, you get involved in mandarins, and all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of twisted with which direction to go, and they're all good.
Well, how many do you have to choose from, like three or four different types?
Oh, yeah, oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just to keep it focused, I'd stay to about eight. But, you know, consider this. If you think about how long you can enjoy mandarins out of your backyard, nothing like any of the other varieties short of maybe Meyer lemons. But, you know, you can start with the early season mandarins like the Owari Satsuma. So you're dropping those in say, sometime around October, November. And then you can have mandarins all the way through until you're harvesting the last one in June or July.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing. There, you know, and there's lots of different intensities. Mandarins all have one really great commonality, and that's they have that rich let's call it a hybrid orange flavor. Sweet, just enough acidity, and juicy as all get out. And you know, let me tell you what, I that's why they're so popular.
Now, Ed, what's the difference between a mandarin and a tangerine?
There is no such thing as a tangerine. Tangerine's a marketing term.
Got it.
Tangerine's a marketing term. It's primarily applied to the Dancy, and it was actually marketed out of Florida. You know, Dancy's been around since the 1800s, I believe, and it finally, you know, became something that was going to be shipped around the country, and they just wanted a distinguishing name, and they took, you know, of course, the origin of the mandarins is Tangor and Tangiers, I mean, and added the, you know, ream to it and made it tangerine. So that's what it is. It's a marketing term, but they're all mandarins.
Yeah, okay. Now, so you were talking about, you know, my generation grasping onto this and all the varieties that make it such a long-lasting, or not long-lasting, but widely available fruit. What are some other things that are benefits to this tree? Because you say people want to plant them in their yard, but unlike an orange or a lemon, there's also other benefits to having something of this style tree in your yard also, right?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about size, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Size, possibly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my take on size, I don't care what kind of citrus you plant. You can keep it to the size that you want, and you can accommodate it to any size, you know, a lot or, you know, a patio if you want to grow it in containers just with pruning. So, but you're right. Mandarins are a little bit more, they're a little bit smaller tree, and so they are more accommodating, let's say, if you never want to put a pruning shear to them. But put a pruning shear to them. Keep them down. Make them manageable. Keep them under control. Don't let any fruit tree dominate your landscape. Dominate it and make sure you get, you know, the most easy maintenance and care out of that relationship with that plant you can.
You know, Ed, while we're on this subject, we just got an email question for you that ties right in. When should you prune citrus trees?
Well, you know, ironically, citrus really can be pruned any time at all. The most important thing, there's a lot of, you know, of course, you hear a lot of recommendations say, oh, don't prune them in the fall, you know, because they'll put out a little bit of growth and that growth can die back. Well, my take on that is, I mean, we prune, as a citrus nursery, we prune, you know, year-round for sizing and shaping. A lot of times, the only time we have to prune is in the fall because everything is selling so much the rest of the year, so it's very, very difficult to get out. Really, the most important thing to remember is that if it's going to get cold enough to do damage to your new growth on your citrus tree, you should have had the thing covered to begin with. You know, the whole idea of protecting a citrus is part of growing citrus in marginal areas where it gets that cold. Which you guys,
Ed,
of course, don't know.
We're going to take a break.
In California.
We're going to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. A lot of great information coming our way with Ed Livo. And again, our number to call, questions for Ed or one of us at 855-424-9825. We are coming right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour, hour number two here, Garden America, Saturday with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook. Lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. Questions for Ed Libo or John at GardenAmerica.com as we continue with Ed.
Ed, so you're giving a talk on this whole millennial and Mandarin things this afternoon. Where are you going to be giving that talk at?
We'll be at the West Turf Nursery in Modesto. I think that starts at 11 o'clock, and I'll be there chatting on citrus in general. But, of course, mandarins will be a big, big part of it. I mean, they've been a big part of my lecture for the last year. I think, it was more something that people encouraged, to talk more about mandarins, you know, talk more about all the different varieties. And so I've just included that as one major part of my lectures now. It's pretty fun.
You know, Ed is a great fruit prophet. Because I remember before blueberries were popular, and Ed got on the blueberry bandwagon early, and now everyone's grown blueberries
right.
in Southern California.
Yeah, right, know. Right. And so yeah, now this is the next thing.
Well, we started blueberries and pomegranates back in about 93 when they all those small
that's right.
fruit, reports were coming out of Europe about how healthy small fruits were, and they included pomegranates in there, which blew my mind. So I said, these are going to be hot, too.
I have my Parfianca pomegranate growing in my yard just because of you, Ed.
Isn't that the
Bruce
best?
Bruce and Sharon gave it to me as a gift after you raved about it.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. But, hey, look, there's wonderful varieties of mandarins, too. You want me to name some varieties?
Yes.
Please absolutely, do. Yes.
Okay, all right. So
I got my pencil ready.
Some of the great varieties of mandarins right now that I think are gaining the greatest popularity are definitely, for early season, it's Kishu. It's a very, very small, seedless variety, but bite-sized, and peels very, very easily. Kishu is a beautiful ornamental right around Christmas time as well, so it's killer. Pixie comes in right around early January, and Pixie is to die for. I'm still picking it at my house. I've got a beautiful Pixie mandarin in my collection at my house, and Pixies hang forever. Page. Page is it's the Tangelo hybrids, and it has a rich, rich orange flesh and just a dynamic flavor, incredibly intense flavor. It comes in sometime around mid-January. And then the new one that we just got a hold of that just kicks is Lee Nova, And Lee Nova is actually a cross between two popular varieties in the past, Lee and Nova, and they just crossed these, and they came up with this Lee Nova, and it is tremendous. I'm not sure how we're going to handle this. It's an early early February variety.
Our mind will be blown.
Yeah, it is. It's there on my world. And the greatest, I think the greatest one of all, and the one that everybody should have, is the Gold Nugget. And the Gold Nugget, I mean, it has the distinction of, you know, you start picking it in mid-February. It's a little bit on the acidic side, you know, but it's got tremendous sugar even then. And then sometime around, you know, say April, it starts changing, and it's got just juice and sugar. And when your cousin comes to visit from Rhode Island in September and finds one hanging up in the tree, and he says, "Hey, is that a fruit?" And I say, "Yeah, try that." And I said, "It's going to be kind of pithy and dry." And he peels it, and he tries it, and it's late September, mind you. And he eats it, and he looks at me and goes, "This is the best piece of fruit I've ever had in my life."
Wow.
I said, you should have been here when it was live.
Now, I can't think of any other mandarins that have that long a season. Because you look at Satsumas are great for, what, about 2 weeks?
Oh, you bet. That's it. And, you know, and Satsumas are great for what they are. They're a tremendous early season variety. You know, you can't get any earlier than that. Then Kishu comes on top of that. And clementines, you know, you can't discount clementines because, of course, those represent, you know, the popular bag varieties of fruit that are available out there today. So the clementines are the primary variety used for those. And they're a great variety in the home garden, much, much better than you even get in the bags.
Yeah.
And you can't go without mentioning sumo. But sumo's not available to the home gardener. But here, a great thing about the sumo is it's nowhere near as good as all the rest of these that I just mentioned picked out of your backyard. Not even close.
But it's got that huge top knot that you can just grab and pull off.
You bet. It's a mandarin hand grenade.
A mandarin hand grenade. I like that.
How long is the, now that you brought up sumo, how long is that going to be unavailable for?
Well, you know, first it was all tied up in all kinds of different legal things with the Japanese government, at least as far as I was aware. And now I think it's out, and I think we can propagate it. So it's probably going to be, you know, it'll be propagated under Decopan. It probably will be another year or so before we'll start seeing them on the market.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
You know, more than likely they'll be available through Garden America before anywhere else.
Well, you know, John will be bombing you on that, yeah.
Well, speaking of Garden America, Ed has got me so psyched up on the Gold Nugget Mandarin that I'm going to order one for myself. So I'm going to go to gardenamerica.com and get one of those puppies ordered.
And then you can ship it to yourself.
And let me tell you how much I respect Ed and what he's saying. I'm going to put it in my rose bed, my new rose bed, and it's going to take the place of where a rose would go.
Ooh, wow.
Jeez. Excellent. Hey, well, you're in God's country for, you know, growing citrus. So you could actually fall down, you know, it hit the ground and get up and leave it there and it'd grow.
Hey, Ed, I got a question a little bit off topic with citrus, though. I was out at a yard a week ago, and they probably had 10 or 15 citrus trees, really great producing ones, and they had this blood orange. I couldn't identify which variety of blood orange, but it was a deep red, kind of a thin skin. And it was so difficult to peel that I just got tired of it, and I would taste the fruit, and it was delicious that I would just eat it with the skin on. So, I mean, is there other, you know, citrus besides kind of like, you know, a kumquat that people just eat with skin? I was wondering. I'm just kind of weird question, but do you know of anything?
Because
sometimes they have thin skin that they don't really matter if you eat it or not.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because some of the mandarin varieties, like, for instance, Pixie, some people tout that as, you know, having edible skin. I've even had people actually eat the skin in front of me, and I'm not sure I agree, but I guess in some cases, you know, that might be the case, and it depends on your taste. But you know, other than kumquats, Tiger, to be perfectly honest with you, I can't think of any other kind of citrus.
Hey, Ed, hold that thought. We're going to take a break, Ed.
Yeah,
we're going to come right
back.
Okay, approaching 30 minutes after the hour here on Garden America.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is a 30-second stereo composite radio mix for Bayer, spot title More Durazone, ISKI code ZCAN2390, mix date March 9th, 2017.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night magic seemed to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush.
36 minutes after the hour, back here on your Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you're listening. Thank you so much for being right there. Garden America, 855-424-9825. Also, send your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com as we're right back and wrapping up with Ed Livo. John?
Yeah, and before we finish, Ed, a lot of great information as always. Could talk to you forever. We have a question from a listener who does live in paradise, as you were just describing, Southern California, but he's moving to Oregon, and he wants to know how far north will citrus grow? Could you grow citrus in Southern Oregon?
Actually, Southern Oregon's tough. Southern Oregon's, Grants Pass area, that's really harsh climate. Really, really sharp weather springs and shifts in the spring. Really, really tough climate for citrus. But in saying that, there's a gentleman up there who's going to plant Meyer lemons and Beerus limes and give those a shot. I would say this, that most of the time, people who are growing citrus in Oregon would be growing them in a greenhouse, let's say during the wintertime for protection, or bringing them indoors in some capacity during the wintertime and then putting them out on their patio and during the summertime and enjoying them during the summertime.
Are there parts of Oregon that are warm enough for citrus? The reason I ask is that I remember visiting Portland one time and they were commercially growing olives.
Well, you know, olives are being, grown all the way down to the Willamette Valley and stuff.
Right.
And, different varieties of olives are being grown commercially there and to varying degrees of success as well, but not so much as you're not seeing, varietal olive oils and stuff coming out of that area. But citrus, I don't think is quite as hardy as olives. And maybe there are some varieties that you might be able to grow up there, but they're not any of the let's say preferred varieties.
Would the hardiest type of citrus maybe be a kumquat?
Yeah, it's probably that, or the Owari Satsuma is really, really hardy. And I just don't think that I can't think of anywhere in Oregon that you would expect it. You never want to say never. You know how that goes in this business.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a caller right away.
You bet. But, somebody in downtown Portland has got one growing against the side of their house, and it's been there since the 50s. And
never had a problem. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
I guess you can always, as you say, grow in containers and then move in for the winter. When I was going to Michigan State University in Lansing, Michigan, outdoors in the garden, Beale Gardens, we had citrus that was hardy all year.
There he is, see?
It was a flying dragon rootstock.
Yeah, right. See, that's exactly what I'm saying.
But still, if you're in Lansing, Michigan, you're happy to have even flying dragon rootstock.
It's a huge thing. But try convincing somebody that it's a citrus.
Yeah. Edible.
Good for you. There you go. Yeah, this is a citrus. It doesn't look like a citrus. It looks like something out of a fairy tale.
Does anybody still use that rootstock anymore? Because it's a great dwarfing rootstock, right?
Yeah, it has incompatibility problems, and that's why, you know, the grow-over problems as well. So it might be good to begin with, but in the long haul, it may not be as good for the consumer. But some varieties do fine on it. But I think that we've just gone to more universally adapted rootstock varieties because there's already enough challenges in the citrus industry, and it just seems that with proper consideration for drainage and, you know, choosing the right location as far as drainage is concerned, rootstocks aren't as big as an issue with citrus as they are, say, with deciduous trees.
Mm, got it. Well, Ed, I know
you remember pruning. You don't need a flying dragon rootstock to keep the tree small. You just need a pair of pruning shears.
Now, are you telling me if I buy a standard citrus and I just prune it, it'll be the same thing as having one on a dwarf rootstock?
You know, just to make everybody crazy, John, you know, when I first started doing all my pruning stuff, you know, it included, you know, back in the 80s, it included citrus. And I chose citrus only on standard rootstock to size control. And I kept it all down to, you know, 6 to 8 feet. It's no big deal. My Santa Rosa plum that I did it at Dave Wilson for, you know, almost 15 years, we kept it at 4 feet tall, and that was a standard. So, I mean, pruning to me is an issue of physical adaptation. You take the shears and you cut back the growth. the word dwarf or dwarfing rootstock means nothing. It's all relative to the scion, you know. So, you know, I think that if you want a tall Eureka lemon to be the same size as a nice size Meyer lemon, prune the Eureka lemon.
Well, you know, you make a good point. I remember telling somebody that about a Santa Rosa plum one time and how to keep it short by pruning. And they said, well, it reduced the size of their crop. And I was saying, even if it did, how many plums can you eat in a week?
Exactly, yeah.
Because they all ripen in a week.
You bet, they all ripen in a week. And just think about it. You know, the average family of four eats about 50, you know, and that's a lot. Santa Rosa plums off of their plum tree in their backyard. A full-size Santa Rosa plum is capable of producing, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 pieces of fruit. I mean, I would say if you could get that tree down to be maybe about a third of the size, holy Hannah, man, I mean, 300 pieces of fruit are fine.
Ed, thanks as always for giving us such great information. We look forward to talking to you sometime again soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good luck at your talk today.
Hey, thank you very much. And the pleasure is always mine, guys. So thank you again.
Take care.
All right. I don't think in this PC world you can say dwarf anymore. I think
they're called little trees.
Little trees.
Or elevation challenged.
Challenged
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, exactly. Elevationally challenged. Anyway, Ed Livo, always full of information. And so you like the... John, the golden nugget? Is that what you said? You're going to get the golden nugget?
You know, not only Ed, but when we talked to, who was it?
You mean last week? Our guest last week?
Right.
From Dave, last week? Okay.
Yeah, Ed from Dave Wilson. My mind just went blank. We've only known him for 30 years.
Gosh.
Tiger remembers everything.
No, I'll think of it.
What did we talk to about deciduous fruit trees?
I don't remember now off the top of my head.
you get a pass, Tiger. John and I, though, should remember this. It'll come to me from Dave
Tom
Wilson.
Spellman.
Tom Spellman from Dave Wilson Nursery. Exactly.
So
anyway, back to your gold nugget.
Right. Even Tom Spellman was raving about the gold nugget. So I don't. Do you want me to get one for you too?
I think the Lee Nova, the new one.
I don't think the
I Lee, should grow. Okay, so
Lee Nova's as good as the gold nugget.
Okay, so the gold nugget, we can keep it short. Obviously.
Yeah, you can grow it in a container.
What do you think? What gallon?
Well, 15 gallon,
but half whiskey
but
barrel.
To start out with, I'd put it in probably a 5,
and then gradually build it up.
It'd
to
It'd probably
a 15.
Stay in a 5 gallon for say 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
And then you'll have your house, and you can plant it in the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. When I sell the condo.
Do you want me to order you one or not?
Sure. How much?
You got to pay for it.
How much?
$34.95.
Is that today? Today's special? $34.95?
Just for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Absolutely.
So we'll get two.
Yeah, you bet. And then there's also, the Keisha Pixie Page and the Clementine.
Okay, you want one of each of those?
No.
Yeah, big is your patio?
I'm going to trust you on the Clementine. I mean, I'm sorry, the Gold Nugget. I'll trust you on that one.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
Email world, anything happening in that?
We got an email from your buddy Steve up in Simi Valley.
By the way, I'm sure he's happy that you published his picture. Yeah.
Oh, with his heliotrope.
Heliotrope. Right. Good job, Steve.
All right. The...
We're going to wait until after the break. Perfect.
Okay.
Saved by the music.
Great timing. Lines are open. One more segment. This is usually when people crowd the phone lines, and we can't get to everybody, but to give it a shot. They're all open right now. 855-424-9825. Toll free, 855-424-9825. You're listening to Garden America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment. Happy Saturday to you. 51 minutes after the hour, about 9 minutes away from the top of news coming up. Top of the hour here on Biz Talk Radio. It is Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com with emails. And speaking of emails, our good buddy in Simi Valley, Steve. John, we were going to get to before the break, but ran out of time.
Yeah, he starts out, happy Lorsdag.
Happy Lorsdag.
Yeah.
Leave it to Steve.
That's Saturday in Swedish.
Oh.
Lorsdag.
Perfectly makes sense.
Yeah, lore.
Lore.
Lorsdag. Anyway.
All right.
He says that one of his plumerias has a seed pod on it. And he wants to know if they're worth planting and seeing, you know.
What it'll do.
What right. comes out.
And absolutely.
Yeah, I'm of that theory that, hey, try it.
Right, you don't know what color they'll be, but there are a lot of places online that sell plumeria seed from particular cultivars,
right.
And even though you won't get that exact cultivar, usually you get the same color,
right.
Or in the color range. So it would be worth it, and I'm trying to think of who was the company that used to sell plumeria. I don't know if they still do, Maryland's Plumeria.
Mm.
And she used to put out a lot of seedlings every year. And you could, you know, they're a lot cheaper to buy as a seedling because otherwise you got to take a big cutting, root it, and there's only so much cutting material. But seeds are easy to grow. I grew a seed of a plumeria called, trying to think of what it was. It was like Gigantea or something that was supposed to have a huge flower, and they germinated and they grew really well for a while, and
they petered out.
Well, I'm just thinking, I've now lost them. I don't know where they are. I have to go look for them.
You forgot about it until this conversation.
Yeah.
It might be one of those trees in your backyard. You don't even realize
it. Scavenger hunt at John's house.
Well, I used to collect plumeria, among other things, and I was really into the plumeria with striped flowers and the plumeria with variegated leaves. And I had a bunch of those, but I never had room to put one in the ground. So they're still kind of hanging here and there in pots.
Now, you've
given a bunch away.
You've redone your entire backyard.
As I recall, one of your friends one time wanted to buy a plumeria from me that I put in the newsletter. And he never contacted me. I forget what happened.
It lost interest.
Meantime, I sold it to someone
else. So I'm wondering now, you've redone your backyard. So you, more than before, you have a better idea of what's going on back there, I would imagine.
In the bottom part. Okay. When you go up this hill, up the steps.
Where the shed is?
Oh, you need a machete and just
You
take your life into your hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was all done.
Do you remember Bruce and Sharon used to talk about their meteor crater?
Yes.
And Bruce's excuse for not maintaining it was a nature preserve. I don't think Sharon ever quite bought that.
So you're gonna say that that part of the yard's a historical site?
Yeah, it's like an inverted meteor crater.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's a hill.
Well, how's the soil back there? Is it all hard?
No, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
Is anything back there that you've grown, or is it all volunteer stuff?
That's where the cowrie tree is.
Okay. Well, that was 30 years ago.
Every single plant on my property, and which is only half an acre, but everything there I planted myself.
And so, when you moved in, what did it look like?
There were some things there that I pulled out and threw away.
Lawn? Was there lawn there?
There was a dead lawn.
Okay.
Yeah, so every single thing has been hand planted. And some are huge trees. A lot of the stuff, you know, you saw the pictures where we got the crane back there to haul out trees.
Gosh. And your septic tank, that whole rigmarole when you went through that?
Don't remind me of that. That was a disaster.
You know, with plumerias, though, as you were mentioning, you know, it's one of those plants that we probably get the most concerned people to have them because they tend to be that plant that...
What's wrong with my plumeria?
Yeah, and they're just dormant.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're just...
It's like an orchid. All the flowers fell off.
Well, or their leaves turn yellow. And it was cold, and that's what happens.
Right.
And then
they'll
come back. And then they get really concerned because they completely defoliate. And then, you know, as long as you see the tips of the new growth pushing out something,
fine. Yeah, exactly. It's doing supposed to be doing.
Feel the stem, make sure it's firm, you know, not squishy.
A lot of people don't realize there's two main species of plumeria, and there is one that's an evergreen. But the one that we grow here is deciduous. Mm-hmm. And like you say, in the winter, it's going to lose all its leaves. And one of the problems people have is when it starts losing its leaves, they water it.
Right.
And that's exactly when you're supposed
to
stop
watering it. It's going to sleep. Leave it alone.
Yeah, because on a plumeria, if you combine water and cold, it just rots.
Rots it out.
Yeah.
And then the blooming, right? So people want to make them bloom, but there's really no great fertilizer schedule or anything them bloom, right?
But in order to, I think a plumeria more than any other plant, if you really want good bloom, you've got to feed it heavily.
With an all-purpose or with a blooming fertilizer?
It doesn't make any difference.
No?
Yeah. I don't believe in blooming fertilizers. Well, it depends. If a plant's in a pot, it may need more phosphorus. But in the ground, I don't think I would ever add phosphorus to the soil on purpose or potash or anything other than
some organic sources for a potted plant because it's going to water itself out eventually.
Well, no, but back to what we talked about in the beginning is a plant in a pot only has what you give it. And if you don't give it any phosphorus, it never is going to
have
it.
What did you call it, John?
Unless you give it good soil to begin with. Some of that stuff.
What did John call a plant in a pot?
A caged animal.
Caged animal.
Just like a caged animal.
So for a plumeria, you know, as far as trying to get it to bloom, they're on their own schedule, right?
Right.
You know, it's not like some plants that you can give a little bit of extra fertilizer and you can make them bloom. Plumerias are on their own schedule that they'll bloom depending on light.
But if you start in the spring with, And the Plumeria Society recommends heavy phosphorus for heavy phosphorus or heavy potash fertilizer.
I think it's heavy potash.
Heavy potash fertilizers. I've seen it make a huge difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank you so much for tuning in on the Garden America Radio Show. I want to thank Jeremiah, our director and studio coordinator, for the entire crew, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Have yourself a great week. We'll do it again next week, same time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Until then, from all of us here at Garden America, be sure to get growing, America. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.